for you. And now that I'm on the ground, remember, you're busting myth co-hosts at the place where boomers and elders and conscious members of younger generations come to listen, learn, and participate in a lifestyle revolution. Join us for in-depth interviews with world-class experts and authors, provocative commentaries, humorous and informative special features, interspersed with some cool music.
Our topic today is Beyond the Myth of Youth. That's it, right? The Myth of Youth. You'll join Alan and me for the next part of an insightful interview with Patricia Gottlieb Shapiro, author of The Privilege of Aging.
We also have music interludes with P.D. Huang, Wash Me Clean, Kenny Loggins, This Celebrate Me, Home Ben Mars, and Too Many Myths, and 01 with some fun called Ubi Iha, a bit for my rapid Rosetta. Also today, Dr. Padlam on Happiness and Love and our potent You Gotta Be Kidding news segment.
So on the page, Nation Radio Magazine, where people come to celebrate living consciously and aging wisely in the 21st century, no longer needing to compete and be acceptable, likable, and all of those other things considered respectable in society. People are finally uncaged in their elder years, free to release energies and capacities that the culture was screening them in their younger years. This quote from Jean Houston says volumes about the conscious and unconscious limits society imposes on many of us, and that many of us accept in this time when, as a nation, we're youth-obsessed and individuals.
And since our interview is to inspire and encourage all of us, and especially those in the second half of life, to throw off the chains that imprison us in subsistence with youth, what George and Stephen referred to in their wonderful book, Do Not Go Quietly, as society's misguided siren song. It is one of the things that imprisons us. Let's look a little closer. The myth of youth is actually built on a lie. Youth and early maturity are not the only stages of life that have value. No more than spring and summer are the only seasons of the year that have value. In fact, without fall and winter, there is no completion to the yearly cycle.
No harvesting of the seeds planted in the spring and summer of life and in the earth cycle. No opportunity for us or the earth to rest or rebuild for the next planting. Without the fall and winter of life, there's no conclusion, no summation, no coming to terms with the lessons gained and the wisdom accumulated. What we have without these stages of life is precisely the kind of world of chaos and conflict that exists today. It's a world disconnected from the past, out of touch with reality, and unconcerned for and unconscious about the future. It's a world in which everyone grabs as much as they can, as soon as they can, without concern for those who come later. Land, water, natural resources, and survival of other species, even members of our own, all are only fodder for use, misuse, consumption, and accumulation, primarily for the few against the many.
Another limitation and negative implication resulting from this myth of youth is undervaluing youth and discounting and denying to life's unavoidable and natural stages. I repeat, unavoidable and natural stages, our entire value system gets corrupted. You see, aging is not a mistake, not a disease. Dying is not some kind of accident that science and technology will someday prevent or solve. Aging and dying are essential, necessary, and valuable stages of life. Just as there is an entrance called birth, there must be an exit called death. Otherwise, life would indeed be, and as Jean Paul Sartre once suggested, hell, with no time off.
Imagine, on the other hand, what would happen to our beliefs, values, and priorities if we took Carlos Castaneda's good advice and throughout life kept death over our left shoulder as a consultant and a friend. What if we kept the awareness of our exit continually in mind, not out of fear or morbidity, but because it helps us make each moment we are alive more precious, each opportunity more valuable, and each interaction and experience more meaningful, relative to all of those experiences that have come before and all that will come after. Imagine what would happen if we let go of the Hollywood religious boogeyman characterization of death as a specter and instead viewed it as a friend. What if death isn't the end of the line, but only a well-earned respite between experiences? What if aging is a time for celebration and preparation, and death is a vacation or holiday from the rigors of physical life.
I like that.
And one of the reasons that many of our tribal people even reverse the signs of aging and middle idea is that someplace in our consciousness we know that we haven't yet accomplished what we came into life to do, and we're concerned that time is running out. In short, what if one of the reasons we are so youth-obsessed in age and death and birth is that instead of using this precious gift called life to elevate our consciousness, learn the lessons we're here to learn, heal all wounds, and prepare for the next stage of our evolution, a number of us are hanging out on the sidelines or spending our time doing frivolous things that don't advance our own or anyone else's life. By comparison, what if life is not about time off, time shares, accumulation, and consumption, but instead about time on, time in the game of life, time living fully, loving mindfully, growing consciously, and celebrating the best of who we are and what we contribute. So let's raise our voices, elevate our spirits, and put an end to this myth of youth that holds so many of us prisoner. Let's live boldly, fully, flat out in love with life before we take our next vacation.
Age Nation Radio. A revolution is now.
Age Nation.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today. Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Come back to the revolution. Age Nation Radio.
Survive survived in the camps, but somehow has managed to continue to do the things that she's done in her life. But could you talk a little bit about the impact she had on you while writing this piece?
Well, I heard about Sarah Hanna from a friend of mine. She was his cousin. And so I knew a little bit about her before I interviewed her. This is a woman who was born in Lithuania. And at age 12, when the Germans and Russians came, she and her family fled. They were in ghettos. She was in a camp. And she actually walked away from the death march as a teenager. She was completely on her own. She lost her sister and both of her parents. And somehow made it to America to be with family. And she, there was never any bitterness in her. She was grateful for her life and wanted to live her life as almost as in as a remembrance to her family.
Well, she took the second name.
Yeah, she took her sister. Yeah, she took her sister's name and now uses both.
You could say in one point you're growing her and in the epilogue to her book, when, or what was the name of her book? I don't remember, but it's obviously a book that tells her story.
Yes.
And she says, I'm a living example that it is very hard to extinguish the soul. Wow.
Good moment of silence.
A long time ago, I lived in New York when Reagan was president, and they changed the conditions for mental health and the support. And on one given day, 14,000 people that had been confined in mental institutions were released, and they were all housed on the Upper West Side in single-room occupancy hotels. And one of them was a man who I watched for the next 4 or 5 years, battered and broken by his alcoholism and his engagement with life. And I don't know if you've ever seen The Head Cold, The Man with the Broken Nose by Rodin. This man became that limited. And I have this very thought that it is incredible what the human being will endure and how we cling so tenaciously to life. It's extraordinary.
Yes. And she wanted to marry. She had children. She has grandchildren. It's remarkable.
Yeah. For people who have no other reason to pick up this book, I would strongly recommend that you do and read that chapter. It's just wonderful.
So let's go to the conclusions, I guess. You gleaned these from all the conversations where you called 10 keys to successful aging.
Yes.
And I'll just read the bullet title and then we can maybe briefly spend a little time on each one. Any commentary? And we'll cover the 10 in this in another segment if we need to.
Okay.
So the first one is the adult, and I think we've been talking about this. Adopt a passion or cause you believe in. When somebody is depressed, and I'm not talking about just elders. I mean, dealing with daughters and stepdaughters and in the youth of today that look at what's going on, and they can very easily feel like they're insignificant and not able to make a difference or to find a passion.
Well, I think this is important at any age. You know, it's not just for people who are older. It makes a reason to get up and something to care about, and that's what keeps people going and motivated.
And yet, one of the things that's so clear in all of these stories that you've captured, Pat, is that although they're active in the world, the reason for getting up comes from within. It comes from a connection, a drive, whether it's the meditation or whether it's the living the life and doing good for the sister and for the members of the family, you know. But it comes from inside.
It comes from inside, but sometimes, and this gets to the second one, build a support system. Somebody, whether it's a family member or a friendship or a union member, I was just reading a story about a professor who was driving a cab now because she was the union cab company. That's somebody who can reignite that flame if it gets temporarily blown out, to use a metaphor, you know, ourselves. I think this is a time where a lot of people are wondering, you know, where to put their passion and feeling, whether they're, like you said, older or younger. So tell us, support system, how do you do that? I mean, what do you do for your support system? And you too, George, I know where Age Nation is trying to create a massive support system for a lot of people.
Well, I think it's really important to have a support system, to have friends that you can count on, people who are going through what you're going through. I think it's also important for these older women to have younger friends, because their older friends are passing away. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the problems as they get older. And to also have a support system of people who really care about you. That's why the relationships are positive. You know, anything that's toxic, you don't want in your life, that's not supportive.
Well, and that means maybe changing relationships. Yeah. Yeah. Looking for a new support system.
Yes.
If there was one gift that I would give to each individual who's listening, it's an experience of knowing that support is only one question away. You know, that many of us, when we get into these ruts, fail to ask that one question. Can you help me? Do you have this? Do you know that? Can you spend time with me? And I believe that when that question is asked from the trueness of one's heart, it is never refused. Never, ever refused.
Somebody will respond to the call.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's an internal presence. I mean, that's the infinity that we all honor. That's the ultimate best response, that inner voice. As, you know, St. John of the Cross and some other people who were in very dark, dark places for long periods of time finally heard their voice, even though they were isolated. All right. Anything you want to add to that? We'll take another break here and we'll continue. We've got eight more things to cover here.
I was just going to say how important it is to reach out to other people.
Yes.
How difficult it is for many people to do that.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We will have a final and concluding segment here. The Privilege of Aging is a discussion and the title of Pat's book, Pat Shapiro. And George Gatineau, we have another. We'll give you eight more keys to successful aging.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendricks, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information. Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won three 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action into a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Stop waiting. Now's the time. Age Nation Radio.
was a word that was coming up, you know, because I think we will get compressed at times, particularly with the fast pace of things. And you and I think, represented healthy aging to a great extent. We're still active. We're physically healthy. So, given that, what do you do when, in the days when you're just feeling this compression on you because of the media, the news, what's in the papers? You know, we're fighting a battle between haves and have-nots in a lot of respects. If we shared everything and we didn't spend all this money on a war and some inane things, we could support a lot of what I think Pat was talking about, which is coming together in community and hanging out together and having more fun.
Well, I personally, when it gets overwhelming for me, I just turn it off for a little while. And I go someplace else, either I go inside and seek my own quiet and the wisdom that arises there. Or, as you know, I sculpt, and so sometimes I go to a stone or a piece of wood, and I feel it grounds me. And in the last period of time, that sort of repositioning, rebalancing, I think is really essential, because then when we come back, when I come back, at least I have a better perspective.
This is the balancing of the in, the outer, the doing, the being. Meditation is one of the tools that I love. And, I don't think we speak to, address, and live vibrationally this four-letter word, love, L-O-V-E, which is an acronym for me. I bring it up every once in a while, the love vibrational essence, that vibration of love, that feeling in unity is a healing force that there's not enough of individually and collectively. So it's time to find out how can you unconditionally love, how can you be compassionate even against things that come up in the world that are very violent and you may have a personal experience.
And I think that one of the things that we talked about at the end of that segment of the interview was this whole idea of support, but in the face of a world that sometimes makes us feel isolated and alone, one of the things that we can really do is to reach out to others in the community or to establish the true meaning of communion or community, which is engagement with another human being.
Yeah. I think it's also this idea of serving. It does force you in a way to create a relationship with somebody else by helping. It's a little different on the microphone, because this has been a form of service. We're just talking about 30 years of radio and broadcasting. I never thought of that, but that it's, there's so many ways to serve. We can feel you out there in a way. We know there's people listening, so hopefully we're serving you in the best way, too.
So let's keep serving. So it's time now for our You've Got to Be Kidding. We look each week at items in the news that I'm sure how crazy or wacky the world is going to give us hope. And it leaves them with both. Last week, Alan talked about how fast food giants are ripping off their workers and the public. Here's more on that from Jim Hightower as the lowdown. In just 3 months last summer, McDonald's produced $1.5 billion in profit. One makes it rips off its huge workforce by demanding poverty wages and no benefits, and then redirects workers to the food stamp offices and other public safety net programs. Then another one, Yummy, which is KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell, does the same for $648 million in profit, Subway, $436 million, Burger King, Wendy's, Sonic, Dairy Queen, and others all performing the sleight of hand that shifts their cost of doing business onto the government's books.
On the good news side of things, from CARE 2 and a major milestone for championing women's rights in Saudi Arabia, the first law firm for women has opened. Bin Mohammed al-Zahran took this historic step and is also the first woman lawyer issued the right to practice law in Saudi Arabia. While she says she will be happy to hear cases from both genders, she is excited about the possibility of helping women. She explained that until now, male lawyers often couldn't understand the problems of female plaintiffs, making it difficult for them to try their cases in court. And maybe that will end some of the lawyer jokes.
That's a huge step forward. I'd say, also, on the good news side, Seattle Mayor Ed Mori wants to reduce the city's minimum wage to $15 an hour. In December, he created a task force to come up with a plan to do that within 4 months. And this would allow him to send a proposal to the city council by the end of July. Frodo's voters around the region and the nearby town of SeaTac already had the chance to weigh in on the same wage level and approved it, granting workers in the town a $15 minimum wage and paid sick days. Similar ballot measures to raise local minimum wages are also on their way in Alaska, Arkansas, Idaho, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Mexico, South Dakota, and Washington. And this would make good more news emerged this week about the theft of classified government documents by a group of anti-Vietnam War activists who perpetrated one of the most audacious thefts of government secrets in U.S. history and remained anonymous and successfully evaded capture for more than 40 years, among them two professors, a daycare provider, and a taxi driver. Passionately opposed to the U.S. war in Vietnam, this group is certain the FBI under the direction of Hoover was spying on citizens and actively suppressing dissent. To prove their case, they broke into an FBI office in the Philadelphia suburb of Media, Pennsylvania on March 8, 1971 and stole all the files inside and released them to the press. These activist burglars have now come forward not only with a remarkable story to tell, but to offer a critical perspective on the NSA and government spying today. America, the home of the free and the brave, you gotta be kidding. Kidding.
Age Nation Radio. Love, laugh, enjoy life.
Age Nation.
We are Age Nation. We will soon be 150 million people strong. We're 40 and older and represent the fastest growing population segment. We weren't born yesterday and we're not dying tomorrow. We work, create, and contribute. We buy the majority of new cars, invest, travel, control 80% of this nation's wealth and at least that much of our faculties. AgeNation.com is our website. It's a doorway to valuable information, inspiration, radio, live and online education and entertainment, digital magazine, books, products, discounts, and more, all from some of the leading wisdom keepers of our time. AgeNation.com, for the generations who changed the world and have the wisdom, experience, and the need to do it again. AgeNation.com, it's free. Sign up today. Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? Then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit DoNotGoQuietlyTheBook.com.
Reclaim your passion. Age Nation Radio.
From the today discuss the relationship of happiness and love. I think the more being than doing in its moment place that allows that feeling of love and peace to rise up. So we look forward to talking with you once again, Dr. Love on Love. Thank you.
Well, I'll look at next week. George and Alan, you're back for a little while, bringing a little bit of everything away from love and happiness, which is a really terrific thing. Actually, we're going to look at some of the ways that we can get out of the ruts of ordinary perception. We're going to return to that remarkable interview that Alan did with Ralph Metzner, bring you some more great music, insights, and perspectives. Next week, Sadina is going to introduce her wellness tips as part of the short form. And Alan is going to talk about Age Nation, I think.
All right, then you'll find out about all that we're doing at AgeNation.com. We invite you to read next our new digital magazine that's free. And don't forget to pick up a copy of George and Sadina's new book, Tune Back to the Quietly, The Guide for Living Consciously and Aging Wisely for People Who Weren't Born Yesterday. It's won 4 National Book Awards this year, and Inbox just named it one of the 15 must-read books for 2014. I think we need to come back to that, too, sometime here.
Yeah, we can. In the meantime, Alan's going to wind us up and give us some really remarkable insights. His movie wrap this week is White Clemens Do the Clemens.
All right, and the music of a bit that I will do this to is from 01. It's called Oogie Eeha, and from an album Prototype 2. I'll keep that in. This is a rain of rap that screws on the crap on the nipple finger flap of a programming trap that is sticky like sap. The limit of beliefs of the perceived me and you, the kind of prison we call the grand cosmic zoo, where in reality anything is possible, besides how we're too often narrow new. So what's really new? It can just make you cry, on this morning when you wrote from the rage of a brew in a stew of stinking simmering pot. Home for an anti-TU, time for your vision, an expanded precision, a wake-up incision, time to drain that pressure from the brain that can drive one insane when we truthfully look at the inane, urbane masks of our fame from the celebrity training to the pyramid game.
or false identity, and then he's going to give us the name, what to do, and his great cosmic zoo. Now, walk and tell us your peaceful freedom to get out of your cage and peacefully rage at the desperate on stage. Find your cure. You will need to throw away the real disease that all of them is complaining. Instead of today, reading Jim McKim's display of downward and right, you're going to have to state that his axiomatic points to help us wake up and pray. Myth, pray, we are a lie. Time to yield to the sky, to the gods, to the evil gods, to the person of the gods. You're like this wealthy Christian, it says. When we trace all problems back to their single source, we find that the world appears dark and murky and unknowable, not because it is, but because of the lens through which it is projected and perceived as filthy. Great metaphor. My lens is dark and murky. Well, I'm no turkey. The message is, the lens is our pure soul, and the filth is ego. My core awareness is untainted, our vision is just pure soul, even with dusty, crusty old thoughts, archaic moments, what we're brought to this very moment. The ultimate reality, now and now. Remember, be here now, and this jet continues. Clean the lens and the world resolves into crystal clarity, and darkness and darkness are the patterns as they never were. And make the lens all together, and you're enlightened, but then you must let them be enlightened. So that's a frame of reference, a reasonable deference to our incarnate worlds, our filter of preference. I have to go to Jim and say, gee, please wake up from the world of a walking dead. A walking dead. In a final word from Jim, again, like the lens. I know you can be the cleanse. Think for yourself. Put your program perception on the storage shelf. Open your eyes and meditate until you're fully wise. Thyself, ask, who am I? Self-realized. And the ego persona is nothing to despise. Rather, understand it as a filtering device to help you live your life. A tool of seasoning like any cooking spice. It has some flavor. But don't make it your savior. Don't let it control your behavior. Clean ego lens, hang out with your friends who know who you are, free from any jar or box unaffected by curse or relics. Pour self in the light, out of all previous dark nights, filled with this full self, endless point. Now you are alive, plugged into all that is, staying enlightened with deep, deep living, and your only lens.
Elizabeth Rose here, co-producer of the thought-provoking and life-enhancing TransitionsTeleseminars.com series, inviting you to listen to prominent guests conversing on love, spirituality, money, sexuality, and the mystical. This series is hosted by your Age Nation Radio Magazine co-host, Alan Huttner, and his good friend, Bill O'Hanlon, psychotherapist, best-selling author, and featured Oprah guest. Guest presenters include Marianne Williamson, Andrew Harvey, Joan Borisenko, Bruce Lipton, Larry Dossey, Harville Hendrix, and many more. A lot of great content available, MP3 audio downloads, PDF transcripts, CEU credits, and free conversations with bonus materials. Go to www.transitionsteleseminars.com for more information.
Over 40 and looking for answers to the challenges and remarkable opportunities ahead. Are you under 40 and want to know more about the world you'll soon inherit? then Do Not Go Quietly is the perfect book for you. Inspiring, empowering, full of practical guidance, this best-selling book has already won 3 2013 book awards. It is a powerful call to action and to a life of genuine purpose for those who weren't born yesterday. Wise woman Jean Houston says it's profound, compassionate, and deeply useful. So live the life you were born to live, and remember, you're never too old or too young to live your dreams. Available on Amazon.com, at Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. For free downloads, interviews, and a lot more, visit donotgoquietlythebook.com.
You're listening to Age Nation Radio. It's a state of mind.